Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And welcome to today's edition of Connected. And Sharon and I are going to be together for this half hour. Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
We are. And Tim, there's so much is coming up. Of course, we have Resurrection Sunday in April.
Mm-hmm.
But also in April is Women of Valor, April 23rd through the 25th. And I know it's going to be a great time in the Lord. The theme is Pick Up Your Mantle.
That's right. And it's going to be held right here in Grantsville, Maryland at Father's House.
Mm-hmm.
That's located on 724 North Park Road.
And people can get the information they need for that by going to fathershouse.info or calling during business hours. We do have early registration discount up till the 23rd of March, and you want to get in on that.
Absolutely. And, of course, they can call Father's House at 301-895-3868.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the subject of faith. Our coaching CD this month is on Becoming Rich in Faith with Dr. John Polis of Revival Fellowship International. He is such a man of faith, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have talked several times on Connected with him on the topic of faith, even on Faith Is Now. We've talked on there at the very onset of Faith Is Now, my new program. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not new now, but I still call it new. But it's on Saturday mornings at 10:45.
And he is a man of faith. Not only the ability to teach it, but he walks it. What he teaches is out of his life. I have met a few people that really can demonstrate what they preach, and he is one of them when
Absolutely.
It comes to the subject of faith. And it's a coaching CD for those who give a love gift of $15 or more this month of March, and it's so easy to do. You know, at He's Alive Radio, we depend upon the partners.
That's
and
right.
With the horrible weather we had last week, the mail was down as a result of that. And sometimes people forget, you know, they really do. But we need people to be faithful to stand with He's Alive Radio.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can write us at P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
Or online at he'salive.net. And, Tim, we'll be right back.
Just when you feel like giving up on life, it's time you give it to Him. Yeah, ain't it good to know? Just you think you're at the end. You'll find just as far as you go that he'll be there. You can start all over again. Yeah, ain't it good to know just when you think you're at the end.
Join host Tim and Sharon Colasino at Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland for Women of Valor 2015 Pick Up Your Mantle, April 23rd through the 25th. Special guests include Rebecca Polis.
You know, you have to watch. Your self-concept is the picture of how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself. And believe it or not, those two things right there, of how you see yourself and how you feel about yourself, are still influencing decisions that you're making today. Part of that mosaic of your self-concept, it's all comprised of the videos of your life.
Tammy Shea Waltz and Libby Fannin. Early registration ends March 23rd. For more information or to register, visit us online at fathershouse.info or call 301-895-3292.
We are talking about faith all this month of March, and Tim, it says in Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's around verse 38, it says that the just shall live by faith. In other words, our manner of life is faith. It is faith. Actually, it's Hebrews 10:38. The just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, it's impossible. Now, faith is not a religion.
That's, you know, exactly right.
People will say, well, what faith are you? What they're saying is, what church do you go to? Or what organization are you affiliated with? But really, faith is not a denomination.
Absolutely. Faith is a force.
Okay.
That's what I like to say. Faith could be identified as a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Papa Hagen, years ago, I've mentioned this before on Connected, he used to say that faith reaches out into the hope tense, which is mm-hmm. into the future, and reels in the unrealities of hope,
yeah.
brings them into the now tense. And when we speak now faith, we get now results.
Yes, yes. Faith is like currency. When we were in Mexico, we didn't use dollars, did we?
That's exactly
we
right.
We used pesos.
Mm-hmm.
And if we went to South Africa, we would use rand. We would not use dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kingdom of heaven doesn't use dollars either. It doesn't use pesos or rands. It actually uses faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's the currency of heaven. And to access anything from God, we have to have faith.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at the Word of God in Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 and 23, and it says, have faith in God, Jesus said in verse 22. Verse 23, for truly I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, if you have faith, you're going to have to say something. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, which is your spirit man, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says.
Mm. Now, some people would say only God can have what he says. But he wasn't talking about God.
That's right.
He was talking about us. Now, I believe what we say has to be faith, has to line up with the word. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. There's three, actually, foundational stones that I see here. Number one is to have faith in God in verse 22. Number two, believe in your heart without doubting. And thirdly, say with your mouth what you believe.
Well, Jesus taught that's the God kind of faith, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. That's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you quoted, you speak to the mountain. You speak to the circumstances.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, there in verse 22, when it says have faith in God, Jesus was actually saying faith in his word
mm-hmm.
will produce the promises of God. And it's through Jesus Christ that we receive these promises. When we do speak, it's not faith in faith or in memorized formulas that gets result, but faith in God himself.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say, I'm holding to Jesus' hand, and they'll say, I'm looking to Jesus. Well, how do you do that? It's the word of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's your faith that you're actually doing that.
We must trust that the Bible is the infallible word of God. We must believe that it's God-inspired, God-breathed.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, and we can find scripture for that to back that up, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all scripture has been given by inspiration of God. It's
mm-hmm.
profitable for four things. Profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction.
Yeah.
And fourthly, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the woman of God
uh-huh.
may be perfect thoroughly or throughly furnished unto all good works. Once we know that, we can speak the word in faith and have confidence in God.
Yes, yes, we can. Yes, we can.
My love, you know, let me say this to you. 1 John 5, verse 14. This is a faith scripture. That whole chapter,
mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 5, talks
yes.
about faith. Verse 4, one of your favorite verses that I've heard you quote over the years.
Yeah.
And whosoever overcomes the world is what?
Yeah. This is the victory that
mm-hmm.
overcomes. It's our
That's
faith.
Right.
It's not the victory that overcomes the world isn't our taking communion, although that's an ordinance of the church. The victory that overcomes the world is not in our baptism,
That's
although
right.
we're commanded to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
The victory that overcomes the world is not just simply going to church.
That's exactly
although
right.
if you're saved, you will.
Mm-hmm.
But the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Now, I love that. That
mm-hmm.
says faith has overcoming power.
It does.
We can overcome anything if we have the faith. It's like you can buy anything. We're talking about the currency.
Exactly.
You can buy anything if you have enough money.
That's exactly right. You know, I love what Isaiah says, that when we speak, God will create the fruit of our lips. So if we have faith to believe that once we speak the word of God, God's going to bring it to pass, and we can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, by speaking the word of faith from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
then I believe the moment that we open up our mouth, God sees that, and he already begins to honor his word,
yes.
and his word will not return unto him void.
Never does. Never does. But see, a lot of people, I believe everybody speaks their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that. Everybody speaks their faith. It just depends what their faith is in. You know, I'm afraid if I go that way, then I'm going to see deer. Well, they have faith.
That's
if they
right.
go that way, they're going to see deer.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we speak our faith, don't we?
We absolutely do. But let me go back to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament for just a moment. Chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Behold, thou art snared
mm-hmm.
by the words of your mouth. Behold, you are taken by the words of your mouth. Two things, snared and taken. The moment that you speak a negative word over a given situation, you're snared and you're taken in your own trap. You've baited your own trap and set it for yourself
wow.
with what you say. But what God is trying to say, if you bridle your tongue,
mm-hmm.
think upon these things in the Word of God, things that are pure, honest, and of a good report, and speak that way, God will create the fruit of your lips and you'll have all positive things.
Amen. But that's a discipline. That's hard to do, honey.
Woo, glory.
You know, I'll be honest with you. There are times that I don't speak faith.
Mm-hmm.
There are times I speak doubt and unbelief, and I have to repent, and then I have to. So what's the best way to make sure? How do we speak faith?
Well, the book of Proverbs talks in the fourth chapter there about having the word of God hanging about our necks.
Yeah.
It's like having a necklace on, looking down, picking up the emblem on, or looking at the emblem on the bracelet, not just the chain, but the whole thing. You pick it up and you look at it, and it has the word of God written on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like picking something up, looking at it, and everything you look at it has the word in it to remind you this is the only thing you need to speak. today.
It's like the phylacteries that the Jewish people wore.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Philippians, let's go to the New Testament for a moment and confirm that, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Philippians 2, verse 5, Jesus said through the Apostle Paul and the Spirit of prophecy, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. And he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself in the form of a man, was found in fashion as a man, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus said, there's not anybody that's great. I'm not even great, except God, deity, the Father. Yeah. He is the one that's great. He's the one that gave the word. He gave the word to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Moment by moment communication, situation by situation, communication of a message I recently preached on the power of God at Father's house. That's what brings about great results is when we have enough faith to speak the word of God and watch it come to pass.
Amen. Honey, we're going to be right back. We're going to the Lord in prayer, and I know God wants to minister to people today.
Sure.
Just open up your hearts tonight. Lift your hands. Tell the Lord, Lord, fill this place right now. Lord, fill this place. Let me feel your embrace. Touch this heart of mine with your love so divine. Let the embers burn in me. Let the fire rise to crack this heart of stone. You have called me as your own. Lord, fill this place. Let me feel your embrace. Touch this heart of mine with your love so divine. Let the embers burn. Let the embers burn in me. Let the fire rise to thee. Crack this heart of stone. You have called me as your own. Fill this place, Lord, fill this place. Let me feel your embrace. Touch this heart of mine.
divine. And we are back, and we're going to be going to the Lord in prayer, trusting that you like the song that was just played. Mm-hmm. And right here at Listener Supported He's Alive Radio, we're praying over your prayer needs periodically throughout the day during prayer times. And, honey, you start that off early in the morning.
Yes.
With the AM Cafe.
Yes. Yes, every morning. And God is moving. I was sitting down, Tim, reading just some notes that people were writing to us here at He's Alive Radio when they sent their gifts. And mm-hmm. God is using He's Alive Radio to minister to people in prayer time. And I am so thankful for that. We're going to the Lord right now. Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Lord, we just thank you that you have given us your word and you can be trusted. It's easy to believe you. And so, Heavenly Father, right now, we just bring before you those that are sick, oppressed, Father, that are bogged down in the mire of problems and situations and sickness and disease. And we look to you today because you are the answer. We thank you for ministering to your
Covenant
people.
Partners, thank you very much for joining us for this prayer time at the end of Connected here. And we believe that God is ministering to the people. And right now, those that are listening right now, you need to believe in your heart and say with your mouth, believe God and His Word, that it's of great importance to you, because Jesus encourages us to articulate and express, communicate, vocalize out loud, and to voice a matter about what we are believing God for. And so right now, we just thank God that His Word declares that whatsoever things we shall ask in Jesus' name,
yes,
it will be given unto us. From John chapter 14, Jesus, you yourself said in John the 16th chapter, verse number 23, that there would come a time when we would ask you nothing, but whatsoever we would ask the Father in your name, you would give it unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for healing for those that are listening.
Yes.
We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance for that one right now that's suffering from a bad sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
I just command the bleeding. It's really bad. I see it, and it's bleeding in there, and we just command that bleeding to stop right now in the name of Jesus and for healing to begin.
For that one who had surgery, and it seems like you can't get your strength back, and I just thank you, Father, for touching them. Just a supernatural vitamin B shot in Jesus' name into
Praise
their
God.
System. Lord, I thank you that strength is from you right now.
Praise God. And yes, Father, we just bless you and we praise you for the manifestation. We always like to use the scripture there in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. The Amplified says, don't worry, fret, or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything,
yes,
through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our request known unto you. We praise you. We thank you. We lift our hands up in total praise, the extension of the hand upward, signifying today that we have total victory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
God. Praise God. Well, honey, it's always good when we are each other's guest.
I love it because we love just talking about the same things that we talk about at home.
Uh-huh.
It's always a faith matter.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that God can help us to push through just like anybody else. We're just normal human beings.
Yeah.
And we push through our problems just like anyone else does.
Absolutely. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.